Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Nun Hey Omud Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and B'ezras Hashem, we're going to be finishing Simin Tof Nun Zayin. We begin today's share with Sif Beis, which is on the last line of Nun Dalet Omud Beis. And the Mechaber writes, Halosh Iso B'yontif Shel Pesach. If a person is kneading a dough on Pesach itself, which is permissible to do, Lo Yikare Shem L'chalo Achet Yofet. When you're separating the dough, normally on a weekday or on the rest of the year, you might separate off the piece of challah and bake it separately. There's no problem in doing so. But on Pesach, if you do so, you have problems. Because the Mechaber tells us, Shem Yikro Lo Shem Ino Rasha Eliyafosa. Because if you call it the shame of challah, as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, even if you think it that it's challah, so then it's chal, it's called now challah. And since it's in dough form, and since nobody really can eat it, so now you're not allowed to bake it on Yontif. So Ino Rasha Eliyafosa. And the imyani chena kach, so don't bake it and just leave it, it's going to become chametz, because nobody's needing it. Tachmetz. And therefore, it's in your possession to a certain extent, and therefore, as we'll read in the Mishnah Berurah, it's a problem that you're owning chametz, and you may be over Baal Yiroh, Baal Yimotzeh. And therefore, you have no choice. You want to burn it right now before it becomes chametz? Vena Rashel is sarfa b'yantif. You're not allowed to burn things on yantif for no purpose. So therefore, the Mechaber is telling us over here, don't give it the name of challah. Don't do hafrashas challah while it's still a dough and you're not able to bake it or prevent it from becoming chametz, and therefore don't call it at this point in time. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Zikot Yudalit, Rotsalomar, the Mechaber is telling us over here, Shem Rotsal hafrish ugo ketana l'challah. If you want to go separate off a piece of this dough, like you might do on a regular day during the rest of the year, and you'll call that challah, you're doing the mafrish challah before you bake it, which is the normal way to do this. So the rest of the year, it's not a problem. However, on Yontif, on Pesach, Sorach Lizar, Shelo yikro lo shem challah, kodem afiyosu, don't call it challah before you bake it. Ella, what should you do? Yikrena ugo matzah. I'm saying I'm separating over here a cookie or a little piece of matzah over here. And likewise, be sure, not even in your mind. V'gam shlo yibemachshato shetol tochol olea kedushas chala adach hafiyosa. Don't even think in your mind, oh yeah, I'm calling it a cookie, but it's really going to be the chala over here that I'm being mafrish from this dough. Because if you think in your mind that it has the shame of chala, Diktushas trumus umaisus hu ayyidei dibur o machshova levad. Just by calling it or even thinking that you're making it into trumus umaisus, ayyi chala, so then the chafrashas chala takes effect. And you've in fact now have the problem of a dough that hasn't been baked yet on yantiv that is going to become either chametz or it's not allowed to be baked. Kimavu b'shulchan aruch yeredeya simin shenam l'alav. And these halachas of chala are found over there. Therefore, the Imeinu Rotsa Klal Lefos Ugo Miyuchedes Bishvil Chala, if you don't want to go break off this separate piece over here and eventually bake it in, and make it into a piece of Chala, you don't have to. What can you do? Bake the whole thing. Eliyef Estam. Bake the entire dough over here as a matzah. And afterwards, Yachakach Yafrish Matzah Achas, O Chatich Achas Mi Matzah, Al Kulam Bishvil Chala. Then, if you're making one big matzah, you'll break off a piece. If you made it into several little matzahs, you'll take one of the matzahs, and that will be your Hafrashas Chala after it's baked. When you were allowed to bake it, because you're allowed to bake fresh bread, fresh matzah on Yontif, and there is no problem over here of now being mafrish challah afterwards, because as we pointed out many times, if you weren't mafrish the challah as a dough, and when situation comes up that you can't be mafrish it as a dough over here, so then you certainly should be mafrish it once you bake it, immediately after you bake it. And therefore, gam kin shapur domi, this is a perfectly good eitz over here, the ofen hafrosha li'achra afiyah, and how one actually does this hafrosha after you baked it, we already learned in yesterday's shir, 2 days ago shir, kvar nizbar le'el, in siv kotten zayin, where we said you should be mafrish it immediately, right away, and not take any chances that you'll forget to do it later on, and maybe forget to do so. The Mishnah Berurah continues in siv kotten tesvav. You're not allowed to bake it. Why not? The only things you're allowed to cook or bake on Yontif are things that will benefit you. Tzorech ochel nefesh, for the purposes of eating on Yontif or getting benefit from this food on Yontif. So therefore, you're allowed to cook for yourself or for other Jewish people. But here, you're burning this once you cook it. So therefore, there's no tzorech ochel nefesh. Now, this is only a problem if the owner of this dough were to call it challah. They call it hafrashas challah. But if somebody else on the street, abul bi'acher, if somebody else, I don't know how they would do this, but if somebody else said, I declare this to be challah, af b'shikori lo shame, even though the person says, I mafrash challah over here, he didn't have permission to do so, lest lonbar. Therefore, it has no halachic impact. The eila acher rishus litro, because somebody else cannot be torim your trumas and maisus or your challah. The Yerusha footnote number 27 brings down that a wife is presumed to always have the permission of her husband, or doesn't have to require permission of her husband to go and be mafrish chala in the house. Even though in regards to other things, she would require, for example, being torim trumas and maisos on the grains, that she would have to go and ask her husband's rishus, because it's technically his. So the owner has to be mafrish. But here, with the dough, it brings down several poskim that say that there's a presumption over here that the husband wants his wife to be mafrish chala. That's normally the woman's mitzvah, and therefore she can do so. The Aruch HaShulchan adds over here, even if this item is being baked for all the people in the house, not just for her, the wife over here is able to go and be mafrish chala on behalf of everybody. The issue footnote number 28 brings down a discussion. What about if you have a maid servant in the house, or you have some sort of a helper in the house that's going and kneading the dough for you and baking it? So in that situation as well, he brings down shirigila balas habayis losis lorishus lahafrish, that the mother in the house, the woman of the house, or the husband of the house, they have given her permission to go and take off trumas and maisis, and this is pesaka d'taz as well. On the other hand, the Shach seems to disagree. And he brings down the name of the Bach, that you can't presume over here that the Mishoreses has permission over here to be Mafrish. And he adds, even b'di'eved, if somebody else were to go and be Mafrish over here without the expressed permission of the Balabais, it wouldn't count. However, if it was somebody that was allowed to knead the dough over here, so then, in this situation, the Hafrasha would count b'di'eved. So the Mishoreses over here, if she would be actually doing the kneading and the baking, so then b'di'eved would be acceptable. And this is the psak of the Aruch HaShulchan as well. She b'di'eved, her being mafrish t'chala, works, even according to the opinion of the Shach. And that's really what the Mishnah Berurah now says, well, inyan mishoreses b'bayis, in regards to this servant or this assistant in the house. So these dinim are discussed more in Yoredeh, Simin Shin Choches, in the Achronim over there, Sham, which is what we just read in the Yerusha footnote number 28. There's another paragraph that deals with additional details, Ayin Sham. Now the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Tezayin says that we're concerned if you don't go and bake it, that if you just leave it, it will become chametz. Ah, you'll say you don't own it. It belongs to Hektish. Yeah, but God, the Hektish, who Venu Shalom. You're saying it doesn't belong to me, so what's my problem? Nevertheless, we call Mokum over Baba Yara. You are going to be over here over Baba Yara. Why? Because Hoel, since the boy mid Shalalei, if you wanted to, you could do a Hafaras Nadarim. You declared it to be Chala, so you could undo that declaration with Hafaras Nadarim. And therefore, it now would become Chulin, Vahavi Chulin, and therefore, it would be your Chametz that you own. Therefore, one should not do this. Sivkot Yud Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah says, Eino Rashai, and likewise, you can't go and burn it. What does that mean? Pirish. The Mishnah Berurah explains, the Lisrof Miyad, so go and burn this kneaded dough that hasn't yet become Chametz, and you're not allowed to bake it, so burn it right away. So, Lisrof Miyad Kodim Shetachmetz, why not do that? Gamken Enu Yochel, that's also not an option. The Ein Sarfim Kotchim B'Yontif, because you're not allowed to burn Kotchim on Yontif. Therefore, you have no choices over here. Therefore, don't declare this piece of dough that you pulled off from the other dough as Hafrashos Chala. Not in your mind, and certainly not by words or actions. What happens if you did? The Chaber writes, "V'im shalchach v'karl l'shem." If you didn't know this din, and you always go and break off a piece during the rest of the year on a weekday, and you declare it challah when it's a dough, which is the halacha, what you should do, but you're not supposed to do this on Yontif, and you forgot now on Pesach. So what should you do? Yitilena litzonein. Take this piece of dough before it becomes chametz and put it in cold water, because that will prevent it from becoming chametz. As the Mechaber writes, v'im no'ena milahachmetz. It will prevent it from becoming chametz. How does that work? So the Mishnah will explain in a moment. But first, let's do the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Yudches. He says, don't rely upon this lichatchila and say, okay, I'm going to declare the name, but then I'll put it right in cold water. Abu lichatchila, the Mishnah Berurah says, lo yismo chaleitzazu. Don't rely upon this. Likro shem chala b'oda yisur, to call the dough chala. And then, before it becomes chametz, I'll put it in cold water. V'latila tzone. You shouldn't do that. Why? Because maybe it will not really prevent it from becoming chametz, because the water might be not cold enough, and it will not prevent it from becoming chametz over time. It will also, the water will come back down to room temperature over time as well. What about the issue footnote number 29 says to put it in a freezer? So if you have dough in a freezer, so Rav Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal and the Igros Moshe brings down is a suffix over here if the coldness of the freezer is really going to prevent that dough from being chametz. So if somebody puts in dough that was before Pesach, let's say, he puts it in the freezer and leaves it there for all of Pesach, that's not a good thing to do also, because we're not certain over here that it will retain its coldness and that it will not become chametz, and therefore there's a chashash over here of an issa d'oraisa, and therefore don't do it. And he says we have to be machmir even after Pesach, even though it's only an Issa Darabonim, maybe that it's Chomish Shavuos Pesach, we still shouldn't have it over there. You shouldn't be makel over here unless there's a huge amount of dough that you didn't know you weren't allowed to do this, and it would be a huge financial loss. So then maybe you could be makel and not say that it's Chomish Shavuos Pesach and it's also B'hanoah. Mishnah Berurah in Simchat and Yotes says, go put it in the cold water. And when you see the water starts to no longer be so cold, it's becoming room temperature. Kitsas, even a little bit. Beyond the Mabayis, by being in the house, Yizor Lachlifim. You have to go switch it, B'mayim Sonanim, with other cold water. He brings down the name of the Achronim. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah, V'myeish Kohen Katan. Another alternative over here, instead of putting it in cold water, is if there is a young Kohen over here, Shalorah Keri, that never saw Keri. The Mishmur explains in Sivkot and Chav, HaMechaber Mayri Bechalas Eretz Yisrael. The Ramah is mentioning something about Chutz Loris. The Mechaber didn't mention this option because the Mechaber was talking about Eretz Yisrael. And the Chala in Eretz Yisrael is never eaten by a Kohen, regardless of his age or regardless of whether he went to the mikvah. Sheina Nechalas Lokohanim Bibzman Azeh, Shekulanu Tumei Mesim. The Chala in Eretz Yisrael is the Araisa, the Chiyav, and therefore there is a potential concern with Tomei Meis. Everybody is Tomei Meis nowadays. We don't have the Paraduma waters, and therefore no Kohen is allowed to eat the Chala from Eretz Yisrael nowadays. The Nitmeis HaChala, because any Chala that was needed is by definition going to become Tomei, Vasur LaHachala Filu Kohen Tar. And even if there were was a Kohen who was Tar, he can't eat the Chala that is Tomei. And therefore, lefikach also left also b'yontiv b'chol gavni. And therefore, you're not allowed to go and bake it on yontiv in any respect. That's what the mechaber said in Eretz Yisrael. V'alkein lo hiskir pratamelu. And that's why the mechaber, who's talking about chalas Eretz Yisrael, didn't bother mentioning what the Ramah mentions over here. Give it to a katan. However, the Ramah is Mayri b'chalas chutz laretz. He's talking about in chutz laretz. Shein asur el lemisha tumma yotza olav migufo. The dinim of chala and chutz laretz are different. The only time it is also to be eaten over here is if it became tame with somebody who has an intrinsic tumah from him inside of him, like a person who has a zov type of a discharge or a seminal type of a discharge over here. So we're not going to go into details right now what zov and balkeri are, but these are clearly discharges that come in a man that have the potential to be metame. So a zov discharge in a man or a balkeri discharge in a man, that would be making the chala tame. However, avo kohen ator mizov mikeri. If you can guarantee that the kohen does not have tumas zov or keri, how could you guarantee that? So he says, kigon kohen katan pachos mi ben teisha shanim yomechad. If the kohen is under 9 years old and 1 day, so then by definition, according to the Chok Yaakov that the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here, she'eno mitami bekeri. By definition, even if he were to have such a discharge, if it's before the age of 9 years and 1 day, it's not considered halachically like a seminal discharge, and therefore, even if he does have a discharge, it's not metame. Now, the Shaar HaTzion and Oslam et Aleph points out that this is the opinion of the Chok Yaakov and other Achronim, but the Magen Avraham disagrees. And you can see this in Dershu footnote number 31, that the Magen Avraham writes, Shekohen Shiro Keri Nitma Afilu Him Ben Yomo. If you have a discharge of semen over here, so then it does make the person a Baal Keri, even if it's only a one-day-old baby. And he says, Bistama im lo yodim shira. This works. However, if you don't know that he had a discharge, if they're under 9 years old in 1 day, you can assume that they haven't had such a discharge. The issue footnote number 30 brings down, once they're older than 9 years in 1 day, if you know that they still haven't had a keri discharge, so Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, brings down, Shemashma from the Rambam, Shemuta lo tzeisol chala. You could actually give such a person chala. This scenario wasn't mentioned by the Ramah over here. He just says, give it to a katan shalorah keri, and the Mishnah Berurah says it's talking about a child that's less than 9 years old in 1 day. So he just didn't want to mention that it could be older than 9 years in 1 day, and also not have seen keri. He wanted to give us the simplest case, which according to this Achronim, that you can't have tumas keri if you're not under 9 years in 1 day, so then that's lekuliyam, we're going to be a good case. The Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, v'gam min astam, likewise, lo ra ziva. The chances are that this child didn't have a ziva type of a discharge, a zov discharge, kivin shupachas vivitation, because it's very unusual in somebody under 9 years in 1 day. Alternatively, it could be talking about o gadol shetova lekiryo. It could be an adult that did have a discharge, but then he went to the mikvah. And in such a situation, rashai lecho chalas chutz laretz. The din by chalas chutz laretz, which were much more makelin, is that you could eat it if you went to the mikvah, because you became tar from your potential discharge that would have made you tamei. As the din is brought down, kemo shekosav yoredei simin shinuchav beis. Therefore, lefikach, kosav ramah, therefore the ramah states, dimyesh kohen katan, V'chule, if there's a young Kohen, or the Ramah continues, O Godol Shetova Lekirya, or an adult Kohen that went to the mikvah, Mutarim Lefos Hachala Bishvilo. He brings down from the Torah that you could, in fact, now take this dough that was called Chala and bake it on Yontif because it can be eaten over here by the Kohen. And the Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says, the Av Shekar Lo Shem Chala, Rashi Lefos B'yontif, Af B'yontif Shari Ru'i L'chila. In this situation, you could take that dough and bake it because it could be eaten by the young Kohen or the older Kohen that went to the mikvah. Mishbur and Sivkot and Chapalev, or the Godel Kohen Shetov Lekirio, wrote Salomar. Alpha Bishalo Harav Shimshon, even though you haven't had nightfall yet, and normally they only become tar at nightfall, nevertheless, in this situation, even though Alpha Bishalo Harav Shimshon, he's allowed to eat it right now. And in fact, he should eat it immediately after he comes out of the mikvah. Vetov Lizor Shiochal Miyad Achar Tvilo, so eat it right away, and make sure you don't urinate before you eat it after you came out of the mikvah, because Velo Yatil Mayim, don't urinate, Bein Tvilo Leachila, between going to the mikvah, coming out of the mikvah, and eating this dough. Why? Because maybe if you urinate, shemayatul mayim, chalukim o achurim, they're going to come out little particles in your urine over here, sheish ben chashash keri, that may have little pieces of the semen inside. And that's going to recontaminate you when it leaves your body. Until you go to the mikvah again. Therefore, eat it right away and eat it before you urinate. The Rambam continues, he brings out another opinion from the Ma'ariv, and he says, v'yesh omrim, she'ein machilin chala b'zman hazeh l'shum kohen. He disagrees with the kula that we just brought down, and he says you can't give challah today to any kohen, even in chutz la'aretz. The Mishnah explains in Sivkot Chavbeis, Shein machzikin also kekohen vada, because it's not a problem that the kohen could have become tar via the processes, or he never became tummy via the process that we said, but we don't know that he's a vadai kohen, because the dilma nischal la'achas miyimosav. Maybe there was, unfortunately, a relationship amongst his mothers that one of them was not allowed to marry the kohen husband, and therefore the child from such a relationship is a chalal and not a kohen, and therefore can't eat the truma. The Mishnah Berurah paskins ladina, Das Harav Kidea Rishona. He passes the lenient way that you could give it to a young Kohen or an older Kohen that went to the mikvah, the Nosan Lakotan, Lagodu, Shotova Lakirio, and this is based upon the Shach and Yeredeus, Simin Shin Chavbez, Os Tes. Furthermore, because of a Prima Godim, we call Makom Lorisi Lino Kain Ap Pesach. The Prima Godim says, we don't do this, even on Pesach. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Uvedina senu yesh beizim makom shenosin lekohen gadol shetova lekirio bepesach." There are places where they in fact do give it to the Kohen on Pesach in this scenario that we just said, to take advantage of this lenient opinion. Why do we do this on Pesach? The Mogen of Ram discusses, and you can see this in Dershu footnote number 34, where he explains the Mogen of Ram. The rest of the year, there's not a lot of this. And therefore, there's very little to go around. So why would a Kohen want to take a chance over here that maybe he's not allowed to go and eat this? And therefore, they withdraw from it. But in Erev Pesach, there's so many challahs, i.e. matzahs that are being baked over here, that there's so much challah being taken off from these matzahs, if he didn't take it, he would basically be saying, I'm not a real Kohen, because all the other Kohanim are taking is so much challah, Havrash's challah over here, in the form of the matzahs, so therefore people are going to say he's not a real Kohen unless he takes it. That's why the minhag was to take it on Pesach. Dershu footnote number 32 brings down the whole controversy over here. If this person is not considered a Vade Kohen, how do we let him duchen? How do we let him make brachos for a kahuna in the Nosias Kapov? So the Chazon Ish writes, we don't give it to a Kohen even though he duchens, because duchening is not an indication anymore that a person is really a Kohen. Shari ain lono based in Shiifaklu Aladogar. We don't have anybody looking into it anymore. And therefore, any coin that goes up to Duchin is going up on his own right, so to say. It's not that he's been vetted in any way. And therefore, ain malin also the truma. And therefore, we can't say that as a result of that, you can go eat truma, i.e., you can go eat the hafarashas chala that's taken off over here. However, to make the bracha nasiyas kapayim, or to be accepting pigeon ben money, and to make the bracha there, so because of a chazonish, she'en chashash umniya machma she'enam yuchdasim, there we don't have to be concerned that we don't have a guaranteed legacy here that he's really a Kohen, because midin daraisa, you're allowed to rely upon the chazaka, and that can apply over here. I, the mitzvah, that you always let the Kohen go first, so we really should allow that as well, that l'chatrila v'adi tzorech lizor b'zeh ulakdimam, we should let the Kohenim go, and not back off. And finally, dish foot number 33 brings down that you could actually use this type of challah as well for a sheet of mavoyos or of erev tuchumim, because technically he's allowed to be eaten. Finally, the Ramah concludes and he says, "Yesh omrim demuta biyomtiv lolush pachus b'kashir kidei liftor asam in a challah," that you could lechatchila go and take a smaller amount of dough over here to knead and not get involved at all in the mitzvah of havashus challah. And he brings down the name of the Ran. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkan Chav Gimel says this is talking about on Pesach specifically. But the Vilna Gaon says no, you should bedafka go and try to make sure that you can do the mitzvah for Parshas Challah here as well. With this, we conclude Simin Tov Nun Zayin and today's shir.